Welcome to your five for today. The day that most of us have dreaded has arrived. Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96, surrounded by her family. In the year of her Platinum Jubilee, the longest serving monarch passed away at her beloved Scottish estate, Balmoral. The monarch leaves behind 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren, to whom we send our deepest sympathies and commend them all to the God of all comfort. Buckingham Palace made this simple announcement at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 8th of September 2022, stating, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow." For 70 years, Her Majesty the Queen has been the centre of our culture. The Queen's image has adorned billions of coins and banknotes and sat proud on letters carrying good news and bad. Her name has been given to places near and far, to buildings, ships and train lines. She has sat for hundreds of portraits and inspired thousands more. She has been imitated more than any other public figure, but there was only one original. On Friday, the 3rd of June, 2022, Stephen Cotterill, the Archbishop of York, delivered the sermon in St. Paul's Cathedral during a service to mark and celebrate Her Majesty the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, and to celebrate the very original person she was. On that occasion, he reminded us that Jesus is worth following because Jesus shows us who God is and what our humanity could be. And there are many occasions in the Gospel where we see Jesus himself, faithful to his vocation, seeking out places of replenishing so that he can learn God's way. The purpose of the Christian faith is to know and to do God's will. For me, the best leaders are those who know how to be led. People who lead for others, not themselves. People whose heart's desire is to serve the common good and build up the common life. Who don't try to do it all themselves or act in their own strength alone. People who take a longer view and who seek out places of replenishing, even places where they might learn the mind of God. And I say this today, knowing that in Her Majesty the Queen, we see an example of this kind of service, a staunch constancy and a steadfast consistency, a faithfulness to God, an obedience to a vocation that is the bedrock of her life. We too here today can thank her for having stayed the course, for having continued to be faithful to the pledges she made 70 years ago, and for showing us how service and faithfulness matter. The Archbishop concluded by saying that, "Sometimes people say to me that the Christian faith is just a prop. I couldn't agree more. I'm not ashamed to say I lean on Jesus Christ, that I'm trying to live close to his heart, that I need his wisdom and his hope. And if you will forgive such presumption, this is what I also see in Her Majesty the Queen." So at this historic and emotional time, as we live in a time of uncertainty and challenge, we could do well to consider where we will find the replenishing we need. What we saw in Her Majesty the Queen was someone who was able to serve our nation faithfully because of her faith in Jesus Christ. Perhaps there's no better way of marking her death than by doing the same ourselves. My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds for me shall plead. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out. May God bless you all at this very emotional time and give us all the grace to look ahead to the future. Thank you for listening. God bless you.